This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he's the founder, CEO, and janitor of RealScreamers.com. I'm talking about Captain Darryl Carpenter, and he joins us this morning. Captain, how you doing this morning?
Don, we're doing just fine. Ready to get this daggum cast off my arm, but other than that, we're doing just great.
Yeah, that'll be great when that thing is gone. Darryl, before we get started into the fishing report, your favorite fishing rod. Now, I'm not talking about the one that's the most durable and simplest for customers to use
right.
And break up. I'm talking about if Darryl Carpenter was going fishing without any customers, what would his favorite rod be to bring?
Well, Don, I've been turned on to, and if I was leaving tomorrow to go by myself and do some scouting, it would be those Waterloo rods. Just got turned on to them, and I've got a few of them. I haven't decided which one's my favorite yet. I've got some 6'6" and some 7s, and I much prefer the 7-foot rod. I just always have. But I'm going to tell you, they're really nice, light rods with great action. And, there's several different brands or different models depending on your budget. But I've gotten to where I really do like them.
Price-wise, how are they?
You can get the starter model, I guess you'd call it, in the $150 range, and they go up to $400 or $500, and they build custom. So it'll go up much higher than what you really want to tell the wife about, but depending on how you customize it.
Now, for the inexperienced customers that you bring out there, what do you set them up with as far as the rod?
Well, that Challenger used to make a really good rod, but they discontinued it. That was one of our favorites. Durable stainless steel eyes. They couldn't break the ceramic out of the tips, that type of stuff. Lately, though, I've been using the new Ugly Stick Inshore Select for the customers. Really nice, durable rod. They're not real heavy, and they're damn near indestructible.
Got it. Talk's sake, offshore rod. What was your favorite offshore rod?
Oh, man, it's been a little while back for that. Don, that's a hard – you're asking an old man with a lot of things on his mind to remember.
I know you used to like those big spin and Daiwa combos for mangrove snapper and reds and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you're doing. I've had some really good tuna rods by Challenger and other rods. But if you're mangrove fishing, we used to almost exclusively do pitching for mangroves. So it was the big spin cast rods. And I'm trying to remember a lot of them were by Shimano. Don't even remember the model at this point.
Darryl, as far as the fishing for people that are coming down there to that Leeville, the Minimalist Challenge going on, and weather looked pretty good. It's going to be a little chilly start and kind of breezy, about 10 to 15, but certainly going to be fishable. What can you suggest for folks?
Yeah, they should have if I'm not mistaken, the Minimalist Challenge is redfish, flounder, and trout in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and they've added sheephead and drum now, too. They put two more species
okay.
in it.
Sheephead ought to not be a problem for them now. Getting them to bite an artificial lure might be a little bit of a challenge. But the sheephead shouldn't be a problem. Everything else has been kind of up and down. This weather's been so crazy. The fish... they don't know if we're trying to go into spring or if winter's coming back to visit them. Very little tide today, so water movement's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, just work those areas where what little bit of tide we've got, if you find a choke point that accelerates that tide, accelerates that bait movement, then that would be the areas to work. But I suspect they're going to have a good day. I mean, if the wind stays down like it is now, it should be a great day. If it picks up, it's supposed to pick up later this evening. They'll be through by then, but man, you just got to cover some ground and they should be able to find, their full stringer of fish.
How many sheephead have you caught on artificial before? Probably not many.
Oh, I mean, it's a significant number, but I'm not brave enough to leave the dock saying I'm going to do it. it's a significant number. And if they better hope they get something with some scent in it, you know, something like those Berkeley baits with the power baits with some scent. If so, that increases your chance greatly.
Yeah, well, they got to fish with whatever they give them, so hopefully there would be something, maybe a Berkeley gulp included in there, because that certainly would help, particularly on the sheephead and even the drum and redfish, too. Well, Darryl, anything else you can add before we wrap up here? I mean, you know, we're getting ready to turn the corner on January into February, and as a wise man, Glenn Sanchez, once said, he said, the best thing about fishing in February is the shortest month of the year. It gets over with quick.
Yeah, and it puts us one day closer to where we know that spring's coming. Don, we just got to get some kind of a pattern in the weather. I mean, it's been, you know, typically every year it's been so up and down that the fish are changing tactics every other day. So, you know, once we get a little bit of certainty in this weather and it starts to you know, to level out some, then you're going to start hearing a whole lot more fishing reports, as you well know, from all across the state.
Got it. Darryl, in the meantime, somebody wants to get a hold of realscreamers.com, I got you on my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com. Folks can find you there. What about your website and phone number?
Right. Realscreamers.com, the information's there, or you can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right. When's that cast coming off?
It's a little bit debatable. It's going to be another week or two, depending on how therapy goes, but another week or two.
All right. I got a saw. If you want a discount rate, let me know.
It's close. Let me tell you, it's close to that.
I know. All right. Hang in there, Darryl. We'll catch up with you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.